Hi there. Our grand opening is this weekend, and I am ready, but not prepared. I want to tell you what that's like. This is Zach Martinucci, and you're listening to Against the Grain. We've been soft open for about a month now. That is, serving wholesale accounts, our coffee shops, 5 days a week, opening the bakery in full every Friday through Sunday, and usually having a little coffee and a few pastries for the people that work in the neighborhood on Wednesday and Thursday as well. But now, today actually, because today is Sunday, although I recorded this a day or so ago, is our grand opening. A time when people seem to be expecting that we're just gonna pull it all off, pull out all the stops, and be this full-blown bakery. Well, our space isn't getting any bigger, and we will try to have a few more menu items, but we're still learning and growing, and I'm interested in us continuing to be flexible as we do so. I'm not promising we'll have an unlimited supply of every bread every day now, and I know people get that too. I think others are just looking forward to being able to walk in 5 days a week for what we're currently offering, knowing that we'll be here consistently. So to whatever the community is expecting, I say, bring it. I'm excited for people to fully welcome us into the community. I'm ready, but I don't feel prepared. Both in that this is a hectic week, and I know some details are going to be forgotten. And I'm not prepared because I don't entirely know what to expect. For example, I have no idea how many people will show up today, or any day thereafter. To give you an idea of what it's like in my head, I've been making 50 to 60 items for weekends during the soft opening. That's been enough to give a selection of products and occasionally sell out of everything with 15 to 20 guests that walk in to buy something. Look, not that long ago, I was a home baker making 4 loaves at a time. So when 15 people walk in on a given Sunday just to buy my bread, that's an incredible feeling and seems like such a huge amount of people. But we're a retail shop, and that 15 to 20 comes out to like 2-ish people per hour. Although it's not something I can fathom, if we had a line out the door, even once or twice in a weekend, that could mean we're serving 100 people, let's say. That's over 6 times what we're doing now, 6 times the amount of pastries to bake and dough to mix and fridge space and potential cups of coffee to serve. That's overwhelming. This feeling isn't new this week, although it is prominent now. We all have moments of being overwhelmed or nervous about what's to come. I think it's because I'm nervous about missing something, about not getting it perfect. And baking is so tied into perfection. In some ways, us bakers enjoy the pursuit of making the same thing perfect day after day, or at least trying to. About being precise and calculated and in control of your ingredients and your kitchen environment. It's why famous bakers are recognized for their obsession with their craft. Go watch Nancy Silverton's Chef Table episode. Her theme is literally obsession. And so it's in times like these that certain wisdom from other chefs and role models stick out to me. Usually, if we're being honest, it's an Instagram caption that catches my eye. A good friend and mentor, Chef Alana Horwich, who specializes in Italian and Jewish home cooking, for whom I used to work in Beverly Hills, recently got back from her first time at Burning Man and wrote this post sharing about this magical and unexpected experience she had making pasta in the middle of the desert with an Italian man who brought camping stoves just for that purpose, to surprise people with great pasta. Alana talks about how they shared recipes and each made one of their favorite sauces, but then she writes, "We could barely get the water to boil because of the wind, and my penne were a little too al dente, and my sauce was kinda cold, and Simone forgot the peperoncino for his spaghetti, but magic isn't about perfection. Magic is about intention, generosity of spirit, and a surprise that indulges the senses. What magic will you cook up next, and for whom?" Hashtag cook with love, hashtag Burning Man 2018. She earlier quoted the famous Federico Fellini line, "Life is a combination of magic and pasta." I've always loved that quote, and I think it fits so well here. It's the magic in connection and intention that makes the pasta and the experience, not the perfection of it all. Well, that same day, September 7th, which was our first soft opening weekend if we're keeping track of serendipity here, Ciao Morso Osteria, a casual Italian eatery in Denver, posted this quote on their Instagram. It's by the famous Thomas Keller of the French Laundry. "When you acknowledge, as you must, that there is no such thing as perfect food, only the idea of it, then the real purpose of striving toward perfection becomes clear: to make people happy. That is what cooking is all about. I first read these two posts back at a time when, in comparison to where we are now, I did not have my act nearly as together. But people still enjoyed what we were doing then, and some were surprised to discover how new we were, like day two new. I think that's because of the intention, because this has never been about perfection. The pursuit of it, sometimes, but it's always about doing the best we can and making people happy, and if I may say so, letting them find their own happiness in discovering our bakery and having a conversation with us and trying something new, none of which is because they came expecting to be presented with perfection. How often do you go somewhere honestly expecting perfection? We don't, because we know that that's only setting ourselves up for disappointment, having expectations that high. So for cutting other people this slack, why not let ourselves off the hook for perfection too? I know it's more complicated than that. In one way, when my team makes a mistake or isn't quite happy with how something came out, my response is usually, it's a loaf of bread, throw it in the oven anyway, people are gonna love it. But we all know I don't react that way when I make a mistake in the kitchen. And on the other hand, I'm not trying to let myself off the hook for the grand opening weekend by telling myself that people will be happy because I tried. It has to be good. And it will be, but let's take perfect out of it. Maybe there's a balance that we have to help each other find between the perfection for which we strive and the achievable yet still excellent version of reality in which we should live. Because magic isn't about perfection. And the best things in life aren't about perfection. The best things in life are about magic, too. And pasta. Magic and pasta. So thank you for that, Fellini. And you too, Alana. And you might just make me lose my cool. This has been an eventful week. And a long one, and a tiring one. Maybe you can hear it in my voice. To start, a good friend of mine who has been a homebred baker just returned from a month in San Francisco, including time at the San Francisco Baking Institute where I studied, plus countless internships or stages, and has spent some time working in our kitchen back here in Denver in her first week back. That makes four of us now on the production team, and it's starting to feel complete. I love the one day all of us had together, watching how everyone's strengths play off of each other as our little humble bakery team all comes together. And I got a glimpse of what it might be like to turn everything over to them and take a day off, or at least a few hours to send some emails and get a coffee, to start. Thursday morning, we made bagels for 160 people, we had a surprise health inspection, and sold an oven we've been trying to get rid of, all big milestones, back to back to back. The night before, we brought samples of our pumpkin sourdough with sage and walnuts to an event at Skylight, a venue we're friends with here in Denver, for an event called Three Pours that benefited local charity Water for People. Three local eateries were paired up with Intrepid Sojourner, a local brewery, for uniquely paired food and beer stations. Our pumpkin sourdough was matched up with a botanical IPA, and it was a hit. I love this loaf because it was originally a persona loaf from my home baking days that a good friend of mine asked to design for a mutual friend of ours who had moved across the country. This bread, meant to celebrate our dependable, loving, wise friend Naomi, was mailed from Los Angeles to Florida. I only made the one loaf, until now, where you can find the savory All My Friends Are Bread loaf known as Lifelong Friend for Naomi on the Rebel Bread Rack this fall. Speaking of which, we're open. When this episode comes out, we'll be in the middle of our grand opening featuring a free bagel making workshop, variety pastry boxes, an espresso bar for the first time, some R&D tasting samples, and some activities and zines made by our creative friends at Betterish. I have some friends and family flying in from California, and we're so excited to celebrate with both them and all of our neighbors here. It's looking like it's going to be a fun day, and the first of many to come, now that we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday. It's all a little overwhelming, and while I don't feel entirely prepared, I'm ready, and I hope Denver is too. As always, I hope you're well, and thank you for listening. I encourage you to send me a note if there's anything you'd like me to speak to more or differently on these episodes each week. get in touch and keep following along at rebelbread.com or on social media at rebelbreaddenver. I'll talk to you next Sunday. This song was Clips by Ava Luna on Free Music Archive.